Start your day of the Torah way in Northwest London, Monday, 26th of Nissan, 17th of April. We're in our Rav Yitzchok, Yaakov Lev, Shlita, in Yonei Tzitzis. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas, Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Ben Rav Avraham Itzkovitz, 90 outside Reb Shimon Itzkovitz, which was yesterday, and also jointly by family Goldberg, Lechvot Tzimcha Nesun of Hananya Goldberg and Marie Mishena Zobin. Chassa takes place tomorrow at Mr. Shem Simatov Modelsov. Ye Rotten Shibin of Bias, Nemon, Bisrol, the Shame Billy Silo.
Good morning, everyone. I was asked to speak on a topical theme. Topical for Tazriya Matsuri is not necessarily the easiest. Topical for Sriya Sa'ima, which we're in, is easier. But we're going to speak about Inyani Tzitzis, which is actually topical for both Tazriya Matsuri and Inyani Sfira, as you will hear. So, as Bederach HaKadoma to what we're going to speak about in Inyani Tzitzis, so the Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Zayin, Marbig's Machloikas. What beged does Tzitzis have to be made out of? You know, is it Dafka, Temer, or Pishtim, wool and linen, or can it be any begon? The Machloikas, Reb Nachman Yitzchok says that actually we learn Tzitzis from Nagoyim, right? So there's the remes for the Sedra, right? The topical theme of Nagoyim. We learn Tzitzis from Nagoyim, right? Nagoyim, Pasuk says, "Abeged asher you boi tzaras, beged tzemer, beged pishtim." The tzaras begodim, nige begodim, is only on tzemer or pishtim. Well, and linen. So too, al kamfe begedem. Tzitzis also has to be on a beged. Yeah, the Torah uses the lashon beged, so beged also has to be tzemer or pishtim. So you have to make tzitzis from tzemer or pishtim. Obviously, at the time of the Gemara, when they walked around in four-cornered garments, generally. So then saying that it's only on Tzemer Pishtim is a kula. That means on any other material, you don't have to put tzitzis. It can be four corners. You don't have to put on tzitzis. Okay, it's a kula. Nowadays, that we don't wear four corners begodim. We only wear begodim without four corners. And we make an effort to wear either a talis godel and a talis cotton. Yeah, both. We make an effort to wear tzitzis so that we keep the mitzvah tzitzis as well. So nowadays, actually, it's a chumrah. Because now we have to do makbid on dafka Tzemer Pishtim. Yeah, so that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in Rav Nachman Yitzchok, who says only Tzemer Pishtim, but the Rava came along in the Gemara, and the Rava says, no, actually it says, al kanfei bigdeim, on the konof of their beged. Yeah, and kanfei bigdeim is mashma that it's min konof, any min, whatever the konof is made of, anything the corner of the beged is made of, the actual beged is made of any material, could be silk, be cotton, anything you like, so too the tits have to be made. So the strands, the strings, the chutim, have to be made from anything for which the konof is made, the halacha as well, right? So you can make tzitzis either from tzemer or pishtim. Plus, if the beged is cotton, you can make tzitzis out of cotton as well. When I say tzitzis, I'm talking about the chutei lavon, because obviously the chutei tcheles by definition, is blue wool, dyed blue wool. So that if we have tcheles, and if you're using tcheles, it has to be on wool. But the rest of the strands can be made from anything which is min konof, or out of wool and linen. Oh. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. And the halacha, we also find the machlokes in the Rishonim about do we paskin like Reb Nachman Yitzchok, dafka wool and linen, or do we paskin like Rava, which is any material at all. And the Shulchan Aruch also is machlokes. Shulchan Aruch brings like the Rambam. Rambam held dafka tzemer upishtim. Shulchan Aruch says therefore it has to be tzemer upishtim. And the Ramah says no, paskin like Tosfos, it brings b'shem Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim. It can be made to have anything. Halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, ataka, the halacha is you can make tzitzis from anything, any beged. But one should be machme, so it's a chumrah. One should be machme to try and keep the first day, which is to keep the Rambam shitta, which is dafka out of ulin. And today, one tries to be machme, definitely with the talis godel, which is the ikamitz of tzitzis, the atifa, which we're going to speak about still. The atifa, and you must atav properly with the beged tzitzis, which is the talis godel that You barely find, I'm sure you can find somewhere where it's not made of wool, but our talesim are made out of wool. Whereas talis cotton, right, people are more machme also wear it out of wool. Kiyodua, the Gedolim in Bnei Brak was very, very hot, and they were not machme to wear from wool, they wore from cotton. Chazanish, Stipler, they wore from cotton. But that's Bederach HaKadoma. So that's the remes to the parasha of Tzitzis learning from the Goyim that has to be dafka wool and linen. Is if we look at just concentrate on the first couple of Se'ifim in Hilchas Tzitzis, which is in Siv Ches. So the first halacha is, which the Torah brings, the Torah says like this, Umayad Achanatilas Yodoy. So you're lying in bed, you've got your Negevasa there by
No, with a bowl, you could do it properly, and you're lying down, you're just about waking up, you wash your hands, and you'd rather lie down for a bit longer, it's difficult to get up. But the halacha is, miyadach natilas yodo yis'atev patzitzis me'umot. You have to stand for the mitzvah tzitzis, right? You don't start getting dressed while you're lying down, slowly you wake up. No. You've got to stand up, and you have to stand up. It's the mitzvah of tzitzis, yis'atev patzitzis me'umot. And the mechaber, when he brings halacha in Shulchan Aruch, he changes it slightly. He says, yis'atev patzitzis v'yivorech me'umot. Two things. You have to stand when you're putting it on, and you also have to stand when you're saying the bracha. And the bracha we make always before you put it on. So you have to stand up for the bracha. So there's no like starting to say the bracha with your eyes sort of half opening. No, you stand up, you say the bracha. You have to do both. Everything has to be done standing. The shayla is why? Right? Where's the makor they have to stand? So there is, which the Mefarshim bring in Yerushalmi, which nobody knows where. But there is an elusive Yerushalmi. It's, obviously it's a chazal somewhere. But it's brought down by the poskim as the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says the following lashon. Yerushalmi says, "Kol ha-brachos me'umot." All brachos have to be said standing. And immediately, it cannot mean all brachos. Because brachos haneni, like on an apple, or when you sit, faket, it's better to sit down when you're saying a brachos because it's more of a kvias. You sit down, you have coffee, cake, whatever. You sit down for it. It's more of a kvias. So clearly, it doesn't mean that. Yerushalmi means, all brachos ha-mitzvahs. Something you say, ha-shek, yerushalmi mitzvahs, of tzivonu, and doing a mitzvah. So a mitzvah has to be said standing, and therefore that covers us for tzitzis. Obviously, it's also a mitzvah, so obviously it has to be said standing. So that is the makor of the Yerushalmi. But the poskim, when I say the poskim here, we're talking about in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, all the regular mefarshim of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, they bring down that the smak, the sefer mitzvah's cotton, he brought down an entirely different reason why it has to be said standing. And this is the second allusion to the topical theme, which is Sfira Sa'ima. We learn from Sfira. Because by Sfira it says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, that it had to be done, Bakoma is standing grain, but also that the mitzvah had to be done standing, the Koyma is the Kufa, and we learned several mitzvahs from Sfira Sa'ima that have to be standing, and actually it's a Gzer Shova, Lochem, it says Lochem by Sfira, and it says Lochem by Tzitzis, and therefore Gzer Shova of Tzitzis to Sfira Sa'ima is that, well, not the sphere, but the cutting of the omer, the bringing of the korban, yeah, then so we learn Gzeir Shova, that just like omer has to be standing, so too tzitz has to be standing, right? A proper Gzeir Shova, direct, not general, like all brachas have to be said standing, direct, local, yeah? Tzitz has to be standing. So the Mefarshim ask, yeah, so why did the smak need to come up with this new Gzeir Shova? Why would we even need a new Gzeir Shova? Well, do we need the local? We have the general. Right, the general covers us anyway. In general, every bracha has to be said standing. Think about it. Yeah, a lulav has to be said standing. Yeah, you stand up when you do. And you say a mitzvah has to be standing. So that's what the Mefarshim ask. Yeah, why would the smak need to come up with a psanaya chiddush? Yeah, that actually, never mind that all mitzvahs anyway have to be said standing. There's a special example showing that your tzitzis has to be standing. You learn it from Oyma. So I saw several terutzim in the Mefarshim for this question. Right, the first one is by the Dogel Meravava. It's not only by the Dogel, but he says it. Yeah, the Nodi Behuda said like this. He says it's not a kasha at all. He said there's two things you're doing over here. There's the brocha. Yeah, the brocha is covered by the Yerushalmi. The brocha means all the brochas have to be said standing. That's true. But then there's the asiyas hamitzvah. The asiyas mitzvah is putting the tzitzis on. It's putting the tzitzis on. That's not the brocha. That's putting the tzitzis on. It's putting the tzitzis on. You learn from the Havas Oime. Yeah, by the Vosim, it says Lochem Lochem, right? So we have the Brocha is covered by the general, the Yerushalmi, and then the putting them on also has to be said standing. Why? Because it says Lochem. That's on Teretz. So another Teretz.
The Svadim put on Tefillin sitting
down. The Svadim put on Tefillin, yes, that's correct. Yes, obviously they don't, right? There's a lot of cards. As we'll mention, yeah, there's other mitzvahs which we all agree that are mitzvahs and we say sitting down, like in a sukkah. Well, the Rambam held you should make the leisha while you're standing, but that's not the halacha. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Paskin said when you're sitting, you make it. You're sitting in the sukkah. There's other mitzvahs. So there are always going to be kashas on all. Pardon? Yes, yeah, so kiddush. We said is ikar birchas hanenin. Yeah, certainly Shabbos morning is a birchas hanenin. Kiddush. I mean, there are people who stand for kiddush, and certainly Friday night there are people who stand because it's more of a birchas hamitzvahs. Yeah, but essentially kiddush is a birchas hanenin. So therefore, you'd be sitting down because part of nenin. there's going to be in Hilchos Brachos. Avodram says ein klalim bebrachos, because there are klalim bebrachos. But wherever you look, there's always going to be exceptions to every klal, and so many exceptions. It comes out ein klalim bebrachos. But come on, we said about kasha. Why do we need this? Why do you need a specific gzeir shovel lochem lochem to teach you that you have to be standing when you put on the talis? Yeah, when anyway all brachos have to be said standing. So we said one answer, that one is the bracha and one is the putting it on. The Rebbe Megodim says that it's yitochen that the smak held, the smak who brings this gzeir shovel lochem lochem from Oimer, that the smak held that even b'di'evad it's ma'akev, that means if a person puts on a talis, but he puts it on and he was sitting down, he's got to re-put it on afterwards. He hasn't really put it on. He's not Yotzer. He's wearing the beggar, so he has to put it on standing.
So he says the bracha twice?
Oh, so it can't be the heat. Yeah. Anyway, we don't pass it now, because the Rambam held that even the Omer, if they did it sitting, is not ma'akev. We pass it that nothing's ma'akev on standing. It's in no place. Never mind what you learn from the Omer. But the Prima Godin brings that the smak must have held that it's ma'akev b'di'evad. That means the Omer's b'di'evad, you have to do it again, and you'd have to put on a talis again. We paskin, if you didn't make a brach on a talis, yeah, and it's on already, you didn't even have to take it off, you just mamashmash with the tzitzis, and it's good enough. You'd have to, just before you make the brach, after you make the brach. Oh. So that's the second answer. And the third teretz, which I saw, a very interesting teretz, is from the Bach. The Bach held... Sorry, clock here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Bach held like this. The Bach held that we said already that even though the Yerushalmi says that all mitzvahs have to be said standing, it doesn't really all brachos have to be said standing. It doesn't really cover you for all brachos, because brachos on anen you see sitting down. What is the bracha on a talis? What is the bracha? You're wearing a beged. Yeah. So if you break a bracha on eating an apple, you're having an anor from eating the apple. That's called brachos on anen. When you make a bracha on a talis, is it a bracha on the mitzvah, or is it a bracha on
mitzvah?
The Choritz Bracha on a Mitzvah, because why we wouldn't have tzitzis on the talis without, yeah, and we say Asher Kedishonu. We do say Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah, it's a Vitzivonu, yeah, Les Atevah Tzitzis, or Mitzvah Tzitzis, we say a Bracha on, yeah, so it's a Bracha on the Mitzvah. He said, yes, you might think it's a Bracha on the Mitzvah, but actually it's very, very close, it's borderline Birch Sanenin. From the Yerushalmi, we would say actually it's a Birch Sanenin, because the Bracha is to enjoy wearing a Beged with tzitzis on. The bracha is that you should enjoy your talit, like you should wear it, yeah, it should keep you warm. It's a beged, and you might think therefore, if you have just the Yerushalmi telling you that you have to always stand with brachas, yeah, but it wouldn't cover me for the bracha of tzitzis, yeah, because maybe tzitzis I could still sit down, and for that reason we need the special gzeir shovav lochem lochem. That's why the smak brings it to teach you. No, tzitzis is also called a mitzvah, and therefore you have to stand up. So those are the three tzitzim. Interesting, actually, on the heels of this last stickle, of this Bach, saying that maybe tzitzis was like a birch sanenin, there's a kasha which is asked right at the beginning of the sugya from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. Okay, so let's forget everything we said about the smak and about the lochem, just stump. The halacha is, when you put on the talis, you've got to be standing, you've got to say the bracha standing, everything's got to be standing. Fred the Magen Avraham, I think it's a mefurish mishnah, when you do a mitzvah, you can be sitting. So Mishnah Arucha, the Mishnah Mefureshes in Chala. Mishnah Chala says that Isho Yesheves V'Koytzo Chalosa Me'isosa Aruma. Yeah, even if she's not decently attired at the time, and she's sitting on the ground, there's no problem of Erevo by Noshim, by sitting on the ground. In that way, it's considered covered, and therefore she can sit. And she can take challah, and she can make the bracha. By an ish, not, because the ish would be uncovered in that state. So therefore, by ish, she'd have a problem. So he can't make the bracha. So ish is not allowed to sit down and take it, but she is. So you see clearly the lechatchila, when it comes to both the bracha on the mitzvah of taking challah, and when it comes to the actual taking of the challah, it's mutar lechatchila to sit. Right? It could be it's not the most lechatchila for her to do the mitzvah in this way. Right? That's general. But as far as the sitting is concerned, sitting is lechatchila both for the bracha and for the taking of the challah. So what's pshat over here? When it comes to tzitzis, suddenly we have to stand. So for the Magen Avraham. And he answers, actually, similar to what we just tried to say from the Bach in tzitzis. There might be tzbichas anenim. He holds that challah, taking challah, is also part of food. It's part of preparation of food. It's like shechita. What is shechita? It's a birchas mitzvahs. It's a birchas hanenin. Of course, it's a birchas mitzvahs. Challah is also a birchas mitzvahs. It's all mitzvahs, but it's mitzvahs on hanor. And you could say a more extreme example, which we definitely sit for. Right, we mentioned about sukkah before. Right, is making a yeshiva sukkah. Is that birchas mitzvahs? Of course, it's a birchas mitzvahs. On the other hand, the mitzvah is to sit and have hanor in the sukkah. So that it becomes a birchas hanenin. We definitely sit down when we make the bracha in the sukkah, and I'll give you a bigger ride. Yeah, chilas matzah. Chilas matzah is the, once a year, specific mitzvah to eat a shtikl matzah, something, a specific food, and we make a bracha, shekhet shonu, ala chilas matzah, and we sit. I don't know anyone who stands for that bit. Right, we definitely sit.
Every bracha, you need to do it sort of like tziyosim.
Say it.
Baking, about challah, you're not denying it.
That's a hechsher. That's the baking pass.
Pardon?
Why is the svar except for putting on tefillin? Yeah, in the chalam. It's a machlokes to show you. I'm not sure about tefillin. Okay, so. So that's the first halach in Hilchas Tzitzis. Okay, so we have now two remozim for the topical theme. One is that we learn from the Gaon, it has to be Betzemer or Pishtim. And the other is that we learn from Omer that you have to be standing while you do it, which is, of course, this time of year. So that gave us the heter to speak about Tzitzis. Let's move on to the second halach. We're not going to get much further than that. So the second halacha which is brought in Shulchan Aruch is Seida Atifoso. Atifoso. We make an interesting bracha. Make a bracha lehis ate patitis. It's an unusual word. Actually, well, we know clearly what ituf is by Avelus. Because Avelus says the din of ituf. And the Gemara says, actually, in Moed Kotten, Omar Shmuel kol atifa. If you wanted to do ituf, proper ituf, kol atifa, she'ena katifas yishma'elim, ena atifa. Atifa, ituf, which is a certain wrap around. The wraparound, it has to be the Yishma'elim sticker wraparound. We'll speak in a moment what that might be. And if you don't do it like that, then it's not ituf. And Rav Nachman showed them adguvi dikna. Adguvi dikna is until Rashi says, gumos shebelechi lemata mipiv. So just under the mouth, the gumos shebelechi has the jaw dents a little bit, right? That area. That's where the ituf has to be done until. And that's what ituf is. And that's by Hilchas Avelus. We're not in Hilchas Avelus, we're in Hilchas Tzitzis. Right, and in Hilchas Tzitzis, the only shaykhs we have is no Gemara, there's no Chazal direct, other than the Lashon HaBrocha, based on a Medrash as well, Lehis Atev Patzitzis, say by Talis Gadol, Lehis Atev. It sounds like we're saying it has to be the same type of wraparound like by Avelus is borrowed. You know, we'll look, have a look there by Avelus and we'll see what to do by Tzitzis. So in the Torah brings, Taket from the Goinim were the first to put it down the Halacha, and they said that, it's exactly the same halacha. The fact that we say the bracha, lehis atev, means we have to do ituv. And what's ituv? Atifas Yishma'elim. Go learn what in Hilchas Avelus what Atifas Yishma'elim is. But that's what you need to do by Talis. But the Torah also brings that other Rishonim held, it's just a Lashon HaBrocha. There's no reason why we know that Chazal, they certainly weren't specific to us, there has to be such a wraparound. You wear it like you'd wear a Talis. You wear it like a person goes, on gedek, like you can put it over his head, you could do it properly, Rosh Verubo, but it doesn't have to wrap it around literally, Ka'atifas Yishma'elim. So that is the machlokes in the Torah. Is Taka Lahalocha, how is it Paskin Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you don't need to do it of. Yeah, he says, say that Atifosoi. Kederich b'nei odo shem eskasim b'ksusam v'oizkim ha-belachtom. However, the person normally goes, pa'omim b'kisa ha-roish, pa'omim b'gil ha-roish. Sometimes you go with your hood on, sometimes you go with your hood off. So it's the same thing over here. But nochon sheyichas ha-roish b'talis. But the Mechaba says it's correct to try to cover your head as well, right? But covering your head doesn't mean more than a hood. Covering your head doesn't mean your face. It's not ituf. We don't pass on ituf. Taz brings down as well. We don't pass on like Go'inim. The Gaon brings down. We don't pass on like Go'inim. But the Mogen Avraham brings from Ksovim, which means half a pi Kabbalah, that even though we don't paskin like the Goinim, you have to do ituf, that while you make the brocha, that means just after, yes, you make the brocha, it's got to be, the talis has to be unfolded already, or else it's lifne de lifne, it has to be over lasios, not over de over. So you've got to make the talis, some people are makadim to have the talis behind them already, right? But pi alocha, it's good enough Yeah, as long as the talis is unraveled, it's in front of you. And then you're making the bracha, and the Magen Avraham brings from Ksavim to be machmi on ituf Yishmaelim for Dalet Amos. Yeah, so you do an ituf, you do a wraparound for at least four Amos worth of walking while you make the bracha. That's what Magen Avraham brings. So, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, halach, yeah, I think Kemat Ol Poskim bring it down. We said that the Gaon didn't hold of it, but Kemat Ol Poskim bring down the halacha, like the Mishnah Berurah, that you should do Atifus Yishmaelim ready at the beginning. So therefore, we need to know exactly what is this Atifus Yishmaelim? What did they do? How did they walk? So in the pardon? Yeah, so if it's like the kafir, if it's like covered up, how was it? I mean, with the talis, are we supposed to, in practical terms, what would you like us to do with the talis? Then the prisha brings like this. This is the lashon. Haynu shemechasim roishom v'yere talisam adapes. That means you cover your head and the front of the talis, which is covering over your head, you keep bringing it back down. Keep going until your mouth. Right? Mishnah Berurah says, don't go all the way down, like so that it's halfway, so your head is in the middle. Because no one can walk around like that. Who's walking around with... Well, there's all sorts of strange and wonderful people around there, but nobody walks around with a beged all the way down, so it's literally covered from all sides. It's just impossible. Right? So you just cover until your mouth. That's what he says. Kitz Shulchan Aruch brings the same lashon, like the preacher, and Shulchan Aruch Harav brings the same lashon. And Mishnah Berurah brings the same lashon. It seems to be an agreement to the poskim. Take the talus, pull it over, as you see most people doing. Yeah, the kasha, which the Achronim is Manenu, asked, Moshe Sternbuch, notably, he asked like this. He says, it can't be that's how the Yishmaelim walked around. Because you can't see where you're going. It's just not possible. It's not practical. It's not, therefore it can't be that's it of Yishmaelim. And he actually argues with Mishnah Berurah Halacha, which is quite interesting because Mishnah wasn't the only one who brings it down like this. And he says, no, you don't have to. No, forget, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because there's no point doing ituf, which is not an ituf. That's not what ituf is. So that's what they bring from Mishnah Berurah. But actually, I saw in Aruch HaShulchan that he's mashmah that ituf was something completely different. That he said, you cover your head until you wear talis normally, not over, yeah, just put the talis normally over your head, the normal height. And then from the sides, you cover your mouth. So your eyes are still revealed, yeah? And they can see what's revealed. Because you can walk normally. And that was it. If you take the sides of the talis and you cover up, that's what Aruch HaShulchan said. And actually, I said the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to bring like the Mishnah Berurah, that you cover your face properly till your mouth. But in the Siddur, Shulchan Aruch HaRav Siddur, is much more like the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, so it seems that Chilukei Deis is exactly how to do it. So certainly, the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat seems more plausible than how the Yishmaelim walked around. But I thought you could say as well that Yishmaelim did walk around with their face covered, with it pulled down, and maybe they had slits for their eyes. Right? And maybe the Chachomim are saying that you have to do Atifas Talis even though we don't have slits for their eyes. Right? It's not a pshat which is definite, because the Chora, the Chazal wanted us to walk around with a talis like that, and we can't walk around like this. But I saw one of the tshuvas, it brings down that actually it's not so bad. If you put your talis down to your mouth, you can see where you're going a little bit. It's not that bad, right? And I've looked, you know, you can actually see a little bit. It's not particularly comfortable, but how do you know what the rest of what the Yishmaelim wear is particularly comfortable, you know, easy to walk around, right? So, akaponim. A person should do what his, you know, what his father did. As long as it's Kahalton up Yiminig, he should do it. Interesting, actually, the shittah of the Gaon, we said before, was not to do ituf at all. Yeah, in Maaserah from the Gaon, it says he held you shouldn't do ituf, and so if you have the Minig, not to, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings that you should take the four tzitzis and fling them over your shoulder to the left. Right, the Gaon didn't do. He did that. He didn't do ituf. He didn't do that either. And they say Rabbi Yashiv used to his whole life, he did like the Mishnah Berurah, did like normal ituf, put his talis down, and threw the tzitzis over his shoulder. But Besof Yomov, he changed to be noig like the Gaon. He did bring his talis down to his eyes only, right? But he didn't fling the tzitzis around his shoulder. Instead, he did an ituf of wrapping the talis around his body, rather than around his face so much. Around his body, he wrapped it for Shir Daladamas, and that was his ituf, Besof Yomov. Just finished with the Shtikl Meshech Chochma in Parashas Lech Lecha. So, talis and tefillin is a mitzvah which we have, which is a mitzvah of the whole day. right? But tefillin be'etzem by night as well, we paskin. Leider is man tefillin mid'oraisa as well. But by day, mid'rabbanan, not to wear by night. Because of gufnaki, the person should wear by night. And by tzitzis, reisem oiso, we zicha don't wear by night. Yeah, my folks are showing him if it's the beged, a beged yoim, if it's the zman, doesn't matter. Tzitzis is a day, but everyone agrees that tzitzis and tefillin is the chamitzvah for the whole day. And yet, we don't really wear tzitzis and tefillin all day. You might argue that talis kotan we do wear. Our rishonim will hold you're not yotze by talis kotan. And for that reason, that the nusach habrocha is different by a talis kotan, which is al mitzvah tzitzis. Al mitzvah tzitzis is mashma on a mitzvah tzitzis, not a le, but an al. Right? And al means there is a mitzvah of tzitzis, and I'm sort of having a zeich of the mitzvah of tzitzis now with my talis kotan, but it's not necessarily doing it. Certainly, we don't say this atev. The al rishonim hold that. That you're not yotz properly, the shear of the talis kotan is not really big enough. Obviously, we hold that we are yotzer. Yeah, that means we paskin that we have to be careful on the shear of beged as much as you can to try and be yotzer. But it's not vadai that we're yotzer with our talis kotan. That means the main tzitzis that we wear is during shachris, right? Which is also a very big kasha on bochrim why they don't wear in all tzitzis Yisrael, why they don't wear until the chasna. If that's the main mitzvah tzitzis, then how can we take away from them? But mitzvah bochur not to wear a talis. But there are that most, yeah. It's when they say it was taken from the Yekas originally. They didn't used to wear as well. But definitely it's not something which is nofot in kol klal Yisrael. The chayis havos nisht. I'm not going to go into that now. But akponim. We all agree that talis and tefillin is shachris, right? There are people who you see putting on by mincha, that's because maybe their shachris didn't work out quite as much as they would have hoped. Yeah, so it's by shachris. What's happens by shachris? It's like, and this is b'chol tefillin Yisrael. Right? Wherever you go, hagam, the mitzvah of tefillin is all day. A yid looks, the tzura of a yid is talis and tefillin. That's the tzura. But most of the day we don't have that tzura. And why is that? So Meshachon brings the parashas Lech Lecho. He brings like this. It says, the Gemara Chulin says, as it's known, as Rashi brings down on the Torah, in the Schar, that Avraham Avinu says, Michut v'at Sroi Chanal, from the Chut and the Sroi Chanal, those two things, Zochu Bono L'shtei Mitzvahs. So his descendants got two mitzvahs, Chut Shel Tcheles, and Ratzu Shel Tfilin. So we got Tzitzis and Tfilin. So we have them in the Schus of Avraham Avinu. And of course, Avraham Avinu was Masakin Tfilah Shachris, and Meshchochmu says, Yitochel, that the Klal Yisrael's Hanhoga all through the Doris is because Avraham was promised that his descendants are going to get it. So then we have, for us to wear talis and tefillin properly all day is too much for us. Yeah, we would love to, but it's too much for us because we won't do the mitzvah properly. And becomes, yeah, we'll be nisrashin and doing the mitzvah properly with Kedusha. So we have to pick a time when it's going to be. And that time Klal Yisrael picked was Avraham Avinu's time. It was his tefillah. And we have to be zeichel to do all mitzvahs, including tzitzis and tefillin, and all tarik mitzvahs properly.
Amen.